the March 11th Japanese earthquake and tsunami that killed 14,700 people and left an estimated 11,000 missing also destroyed the Fukushima nuclear power plant complex in the north of the country. On April 21st, the Japanese government evacuated residents living within a 20-kilometer radius of the disabled nuclear complex and barred them from returning to their homes due to increased levels of radiation. Utility workers have been struggling to repair the cooling systems of Fukushima's three stricken reactors, but high levels of radiation have prevented workers from entering the reactor buildings. But in recent days, fans with filters are being deployed to reduce radiation levels inside the reactor buildings necessary to allow repair crews to begin their work. Officials of the Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, which owns the Fukushima complex, has said it may take the rest of the year to regain control of the broken reactors. Open displays of dissent within the Japanese government are rare, but that changed on April 30th when senior nuclear advisor Toshiso Kosako, a professor at the University of Tokyo's graduate school, held a press conference to resign his post over his disagreement with the government's level of allowable radiation exposure. Kosako quit in protest over the government's April 19th decision to set the annual radiation limit at 20 millisieverts per year for infants, toddlers, and primary school students. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and author, who is a professor at the City College of New York. Dr. Kaku assesses the ongoing health threat from the disaster at the failed Fukushima nuclear reactors and the debate over the government's annual allowable radiation limits.
The reactors, they say, are stable, but I think of them as a ticking time bomb, which is also relatively stable. And they figure that in 6 to 9 months, in the best-case scenario, they'll be able to relieve the brave firemen who are shooting hose water, into these nuclear power plants, keeping them safe. And in 6 to 9 months, automatic pumps will be turned on to relieve these heroic firemen who are like samurai warriors. Some of them are not going to come back alive. Radiation levels are huge at the site, lethal, in fact, in some areas. In about 1 hour, you get the radiation sickness, in fact. You start to vomit, your hair falls out. You have premature aging and death within a few hours. That's how lethal the radiation field is. And then Hitachi Corporation says, in a best-case scenario, 30 years to complete the dismantling of the melted cores and seal the whole thing in concrete. That's the best-case scenario. The worst-case scenario is that we have another small earthquake. Now, remember, we're going to have secondary earthquakes for another year. And if they have to evacuate the firemen and the crew on site, then there's no more cooling water to keep the reactors cool, and then the meltdown starts all over again.
In terms of low-level radiation, which is a growing concern in Japan and around the world, there's somewhat of a debate. You hear many officials and utility power company people around the world, certainly in Japan, reassuring the public that low levels of radiation are not really a problem. But, of course, there are many different opinions, and a senior nuclear advisor to the Japanese Prime Minister, Naoto Kan, resigned, saying the government radiation limits would not protect school children living in northern Japan, nor did he approve of increasing the rates that workers on site at Fukushima could absorb.
The reason why this gentleman quit, which is unprecedented, by the way, these panels are usually rubber-stamped panels that agree with the government. They're like a bunch of yes men. So for him to actually quit and denounce the utility and the government plans is quite extraordinary. And he basically said that children will be getting the same radiation dose as atomic workers. And atomic workers, in turn, get many times the dose that an ordinary adult gets. And he said that this is unconscionable. Now, the reason why the government and the utility went along with this recommendation, of course, is because of money. Right now, the cleanup costs are around $300 billion, making it the most expensive natural disaster in history. And if they have to keep on expanding the evacuation zone, then, of course, it's going to cost more money to resettle these people and pay for property damage. But my attitude is, think of the much larger economic impact you're going to have if these people come down with cancer. They're going to sue the government. And there are going to be a lot of epidemiologists who will back their lawsuit. when these people begin to come down with leukemia in 5 years and solid tumors in 10 to 15 years, there are going to be a lot of lawsuits from these kids and unnecessary cancers. The utility has a long history of cover-ups. In fact, there was a huge cover-up that took place about 10 years ago, a very, very bad accident that was completely covered up by the utility. You have to remember that the utility made a fatal mistake. They did not take into account the 100-year storm, as we call it, tsunamis that take place on a scale of 100 years. The walls at the reactor site were 15 feet tall. The tsunami that hit that wall was 45 feet tall, overwhelmed the reactor, and then the generators and backup pumps were put in the basement. I can't think of anything sillier than putting the backup pumps and the fail-safe system in the basement of a nuclear power plant. So all the safety systems got knocked out in the opening minutes of the accident. And that's why all three cores went into a partial meltdown mode within hours of that. And in fact, Unit 2 probably has a breach of containment. Now, if you look at Chernobyl as an example, the dead zone around Chernobyl is about 19 miles in radius, and that area is still radioactive. In fact, if you die of radiation poisoning, your grave will be radioactive for centuries, even though you're long gone and dead. Your gravesite will be radioactive. And so the dead zone is incredible around Chernobyl. In Japan, 10% of the radiation of Chernobyl came out, so the dead zone will be smaller. But still, we're talking about the loss of livelihood. The economic area is going to be totally devastated. Who's going to want to live right next to that area? Who's going to want to buy a product that comes from that area?
That was Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist, co-founder of string field theory, and a professor at the City College of New York. His newest book is titled Physics of the Future. Visit our website to find links to Dr. Kaku's latest articles and other information on the Fukushima disaster at btlonline.org.